This is Seth at BBS Radio, and you're listening to Chiron Wind by Daphne. Now hold on for the Winfrey conference call.
Winfrey, Monday Night Planetary Healing Hour. And tonight we're discussing Sprint phone bills. And the reason, those of you that are late tonight, I'm wondering why we're a few minutes late getting on, it's because we have to call in after 6 o'clock, because otherwise Sprint charges us 40 cents a minute for being on the call. So our budget doesn't accommodate that yet, so this we have a conference line being simulcast today with the BBS Radio Network. And Wayne, you've been taking the polls of the people on the conference line, right? Let me just see something.
There are 14 participants in the conference.
So we have 14 people at least on the conference call, which everyone on BBS just heard. And the reason this is show is like this, the reason it's done this way, the reason it's a simulcast between a telephone call and BBS is that it actually started out as a telephone call. And it started out as an experiment. And it was an experiment in what I was calling group consciousness, or creating oneness, or merging the multidimensional parts of ourselves. And I am the author of the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And in authoring that book, and from some of my experience prior, I got the idea that we're not alone down here, that we exist in other dimensions, and there's other intelligences that exist in other dimensions, not just discarnate entities, but huge intelligences, and they were speaking through this book I was writing, and then they started talking to me directly, or almost directly, through two personal relationships. So I said, how do I use this? How does this work? How can I make this a benefit to other people? And so the telephone conference line was part of that idea, and then putting it on BBS Radio was the second part. So now we have everything happening together. And I heard a couple of beeps. Are there some people on that haven't identified themselves?
Hey, Wynn, this is Debbie in Los Angeles. Could you try and talk to the phone? You're either coming in or out at this point.
Oh, you can't hear me? Is this better?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
All right, I'll speak up. Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Anyone else just check in?
Robert from Cleveland Heights.
Robert! Hello, Robert!
Good.
I'm being my announcing voice today. You're on the radio, you know.
Yes.
You do. Is there anything you'd like to tell the world while you're just saying hello? Robert? Uh-oh. I'm probably in trouble now. Anyone else check in? Anyone like to say their name in their city? Okay. Hang on a second.
All callers are muted.
You guys might notice that the energy is a little different tonight. And part of the reason it's different, I am sure, or one of the reasons I think is different, is because we did this grid healing on Saturday, and we're going to start doing them every Saturday. And you know what? We all have so many energy units to be really in a high place, and then we have to go and be in a mundane place because we have our lives to live. So it's true for me also. So when you're doing one thing a week, or once in a month, you can kind of pump yourself up and put all your energy directed and pointed towards that one thing, and the energy is really high. And then when you're doing two things a month, the energy starts getting different, because how much anticipation we need, how much anticipation can all of us take? You see, we're all doing this together. I'm not doing it myself to you. We're doing it with each other. I'm just the mouthpiece of what we're doing together. So when we do a lot of things together, like we've been doing on an ongoing basis, and probably the newest thing we added to our agenda was our grid healing yesterday, which was awesome. Then Monday, which is usually my high point of coming out and talking, and even, you know, we've presented a live channeling, everyone is kind of in a free-floating space today. Daphne is, you know, I won't tell you where Terry is, but so we have to start always where we are and move through it, not to try, otherwise I have to act like I'm supposed to entertain you or do something. And since we're operating on a group consciousness, then it has to start always where it is. Now, of course, there are usually, there's people that are listening on BBS that are kind of part of our group consciousness. I know there's people that are listening that never join our conference call, and we don't know who they are. And sometimes a few months later, suddenly somebody joins our call and says, "Hi, I've been listening to you for weeks on BBS, and I love what you're doing," or somebody is listening tonight that just tuned in for the first time, or somebody tuned in is listening accidentally, and we welcome all those people. But you don't have the same rapport with us as the people that have been checking in over and over again and for months, because what's happened is, through this process of continually checking into this line, not only have we gotten into I hate to use the word familiarity, okay? That's not the best word. We've gotten into a camaraderie. We've gotten into a community. We've gotten into an ongoing blending of energies. We've gotten into knowing each other and seeing each other and seeing even the, not just the best parts, but even the lesser than best parts of each other, and not having it phase us. We've grown together. We've all changed. And we've all done this with these group souls that have identified themselves to us, watching and or participating in the whole process. So all the time we're talking and we're doing this and we're doing that, we have riders on our train that I guess we have two kinds of riders on our trains. We have those people that are listening on BBS that are not identifying themselves. And then we have these group souls that are paying attention to us that have identified themselves, but not in a normal way that beings would identify themselves. They've identified themselves through talking to me. Some of you have got messages. Some of you have had strange things happen to you. Some of you have had some kind of indication that it's real. And so the ultimate goal here is to move more and more into an expression of flow, of being in the flow, so that whatever you do next, you flow into it, and the next moment is the new moment that it is. And you don't carry residue from the past moments. Now, that's easy to say, but our minds usually don't allow us to do that. In fact, most of us almost never do it, because we carry so much from the past that we carry into the present that we're always seeing being in the present, but with the attachments of the past. And that blocks our energy. It blocks the flow. Now, discernment is being in the present and applying maybe what you've learned from the past in evaluating what's going on in the present and seeing if it's good or bad or if it's something you should go towards or run away from. So discernment is a little bit different. We do exist. We all exist in a line through time. Not only through this lifetime, but through many, many lifetimes. And we're all carrying, to a certain degree, that line with us. If we didn't carry it, I don't think we would exist. So it's not that it's bad. I mean, if we want to exist, that's part of existing. The key is where do we go from here? We are like sitting in a fulcrum, always directing our flow through time, through our future incarnations. Most of us don't know we're doing that. Even though we are, we don't know it. If we did know it, we would be making decisions to make sure we had the best flow. It would be like driving a car, and you have all these destinations, and if you know one of the destinations is on the beach in Hawaii, and another one is, I don't know what would be a bad location, but you can mock one up, a crowded, smoky city, busy, with bustling and different people. I would guess most people would choose the beaches on Hawaii, but you need a map to know how to get to the beaches in Hawaii. Well, we are in the same circumstance traveling through our lives and our lifetimes, and we're steering ourselves, and we don't have a map, most of us. And so, from one life to the next, there's a certain degree of serendipity and happenstance that, you know, you can end up on one lifetime a king, and the next lifetime a pauper, or worse, you know. So it's like learning how do you navigate so that you create the best possible future, that you can hopefully end up in Hawaii. or and I don't know if that's the best analogy, because ending up in Hawaii sounds like you're on vacation. And I think maybe it would be more accurate to say ending up where you can do the most good, where you can do the highest service, where you can have the most freedom of choice in constantly directing your flow. I would say in this particular circumstance, even though I'm using the term ending up, that may not be the best choice of words, because instead of ending up, it might be, how do you get into the middle of the biggest flow and stay in that flow? In which case, you never end up anywhere except in the flow. And now you're in a flow and moving through everything in a flow. Now, you can still be in a body and be in a flow. It's just like each moment is the next moment of the flow. And you're with these people, you flow into these people, you have a group energy with these people, you move into those people, you have a group energy with those people. We move on the conference line, we have a group energy on the conference line. We hang up or with our families, we have a group energy with the family. But you know what? You can't do this out of your conscious mind. You can't say, okay, now I'm hanging up on the conference line, now I'm with my family, everything shifts. Any more than you can be on the conference line and say, I'm on the conference line, I'm flowing into this. So to be in the best state of flow, one of the aspects is probably letting go. You know, let it go and let it flow. Because it's certainly not something you can direct with your willpower. And if you're trying to, you're probably not going to succeed. Now, there are many, many beings that do attempt to control everything through willpower. And the more you do that, probably the more you might be come under the category of the negative elite. Because some of the more mystical, metaphysical evolved of the negative elite, they understand that they exist more than one lifetime. They understand that they keep going and going. And what do? Is they try to create future lifetimes where they're on top of the heap and everyone else is a slave. And that's my intention. And that group has created a huge impact on our planet and us, and creating all kinds of circumstances which most of us take for granted. We read the news, there's all these levels of reality that we take for granted because it's part of our conditioning, it's part of our own, bias that we've been ingrained in since we were young. And so we make assumptions that things are the way they are because they're supposed to be that way. In other words, when you look at it, why is it that we have no educational system in this country? Why is it it's going down the tubes, and yet at the drop of a hat, we can spend multi-billions and trillions of dollars going into a strange country for a war that may not even be justified, and yet our educational system is one of the worst in the world. Why? Because there's an elite that wants to control us, and people that are not educated are easier to control than people that are educated. So that's just one little ding. If you look at it, it doesn't make sense logically that it should be that way. It doesn't make sense that those decisions should have come down that way. And when you find a decision that's incongruent, that makes no sense, you have to ask yourself, there must be a reason behind that decision. Why was it made? And my answer is, that's the reason. You then have people that try to free this realm, that come into it, and that become, how can I say it, representatives of higher consciousness, representatives of interdimensional space. And by being a representative, it means that they stand in a bigger flow than most other people. They're able to let go of the anchor points and move into a flow which then becomes contagious so that other people can move into a flow. And once you feel a flow, you suddenly know, have some idea of what freedom is. And how wonderful it is to live in flow. And suddenly, when you're living in flow, the people around you catch it. And they start moving in your flow and then moving in their own flow. So this is how this realm theoretically gets liberated. And once you're in flow, and of course, if you made contact with these other beings that are pure energy, that are very high intent, that are working to help us, sometimes you think of them as somebody to talk to or a voice that channels, but it might be more accurate to think of them as, now this is me talking, this is not them talking, so I'm not speaking for them, but somehow, sometimes this is how I think of them. So I think of them as flows that can attach to my flow. So we have multiple flows. Just like all of you who have been regularly supporting this conference line are flows that attach to the flow that's on this line. And I don't even shouldn't even use the word my flow, because I don't own it. I'm just here, and there's flow. And that suddenly there's an energy moving through the line that sweeps through us all, and we're all in the same flow. And then we notice it. We notice something switching inside of us. We feel the energy switching. We feel the energies adding. Now, our conscious mind doesn't necessarily know how to put it all together, how to identify it, but nonetheless, it's there, and you can feel it. Flow. We are now in flow at the same time we're in function in our bodies. And if we want to have the best possible future, you have to look who you're flowing with and how you're flowing. Because, now, this is something I've read and I've heard, can't necessarily directly validate it, but I think it's true, it might be true, that what you're flowing with, the energies that you're flowing with, are going to determine where you end up in your next life, even in the future of this life. So that's where discernment comes in, looking for flows that you want to flow with and flow to. As we create a bigger flow, we create momentum, which then attracts other people into our flow, and we have bigger and bigger flows, and then before you know it, we've made an impact on everyone around us, because life is now a flow, a state of flow, contagious flow. Love is flow. Love is contagious. And I was going to stop for a moment and play, if Seth is ready. Now, this is where we usually screw up, so I'm going to be prepared for a screw up, maybe. I don't want to anticipate it. But if Seth is flowing with me, I have a little piece of channeling that I did with Terry that I was going to play. And Seth, if you're going to play this, make sure it's really loud on the phone line and loud on the air also, because Terry doesn't speak loud. And those of you who've been on this call regularly and are aware, Terry has answered some of the most amazing questions with a voice that comes through her that identifies itself as the Elohim, and has tapped us all into a super deep look into the way things work and the way the realms interact, other realms in this realm. And so we're going to play a 7-minute excerpt of one of those channelings with Terry that has some of that, what I would call inside information on how it all works. So, and now that I've built it up, I'm going to say, go ahead, Seth. Make sure it's loud. Hello, Seth. There we go.
Regarding this dimensional shift, there's been a couple of things I've read, including from books the Elohim has recommended or endorsed, which indicate that in this transition that's going to occur, but there's going to be different destination points for different soul entities. And in fact, it may be a myriad, because some may just go to their original planet or their original source. Some may stop at the higher level Terra, and some may choose to come back to Earth, and some may not. But one of the destinations was that there's going to be a certain amount of beings who are disconnected from their soul matrix, and they end up, their light energy gets back reintegrating with the one light, and they lose their ability to individuate in the future. Is there truth to that?
There is many answers as there are beings. One may, as a being, identify more with one destination, one group, and to flow with that group. If someone has become a barnacle, given up, and only can see his barnacleness, then he will not be able to attach to a soul group or a matrix that is flowing, and he may be carried along by the surrounding soul matrixes as a barnacle, if you wish to call it that. If a being is a being of its own, just entirely separate as a total entity, he also may be carried along and wrapped up in the energies as his subconscious has deep roots into the consciousness, the group consciousness of the planet, of the individuals on the planet. This may be enough to carry him along with the entities that are of that level of his consciousness as he unconsciously identifies with them and then would be carried with them.
You're talking about cycle repeaters now.
Yes.
The people who would be going to another planet to repeat cycles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't identify with that group, then that would be the circumstance where he would cease to be an individuated entity.
Whatever he identifies with, he will be attached to that solution or that place or that energy. If he identifies with no one, which is very hard because everyone has some roots or some carrying along with the energies, he may go with the wind and the fire and then become a part of the resultant energies of that particular area or group. For instance, if there were a solar flare and his body was destroyed, he may become very panicked and distraught and object to many to be carried along. He may fight with a vision for his body. He may become totally disoriented, and as so, he may be unwilling to identify, although his conscious identification will carry him along. He then may become identified with others that are so grouped and disoriented, and they would seek solace together in their desperate clinging to find a home base. They then may dislodge and become lost, as some beings have been lost in space for millions of years and unable to find a group or identifying home to go to. This is the reason that love and open heart and the faith of the light and the love of the light will carry people home, as they will have a new vibration, a very high vibration of love to identify with. As they identify with that vision, they will be carried home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry you guys missed the beginning of that, but it was kind of in the flow of what I'm talking about, and that is that we are creating flow, and we flow with each other. Now, we don't necessarily flow with each other's physical bodies, but we flow with our spiritual bodies. Our spiritual bodies, you know, we've talked about blending energies and communion. Okay, that's when our spiritual bodies come together and we create a reference point of coming together. And then we go back into our worlds. But, you know, when we have a commitment to the work we're doing and working with each other for a higher purpose, we don't just have communion, we have communion with flow, which now is moving over time, and that we're doing all these conference calls, we're doing these grid healings, we're doing things over time. So we have part of us that's moving in flow based on our group intention and our group creation that is attached to our regular lives. And then we have attached to that these higher groups, which we have identified as the Elohim and Ra, and we're in motion with that whole thing. Now, of course, not everyone's in it to the same degree. Part of it is your level of allowing that to occur. Part of it is my ability to create the environment for it to occur. And, you know, there's a lot of things in the mix, but to some degree or another, we're all creating that to a certain degree. And so, and I would like to suggest those of you who are listening who, have never participated in our calls, at least by identifying yourself, please be invited this coming Sunday. I think this is one of the more powerful things that we do. And we call it a grid healing. And the way it works is there's a moderator, and the moderator is Gino, who is doing this out of Madrid, Spain, who's committed to doing it every Sunday now. And there's a conference line like this one, with a bunch of people on the line, but there's a difference. Some of the people on the line are not home. They are going to a spot which we could call a high priority spot to create flow in that spot. And the people that are home then create a support energy to help anchor energy through the person that's on the spot to the spot. So what we're doing is we're kind of commanding or intending our multidimensional group energy to move. Now, this is something all of us do all the time. Every time we think something, we're thinking, and our thinking translates into multi-dimensions, and all those dimensions are impacted every time we think something. If we think of someone, or some part of our energy goes to that person. If we think of a place, part of our energy moves to that place. And so we're all doing this all the time, and oftentimes two of us doing this together get caught somewhere in multidimensionality, and they suddenly think, oh, let me call Wynn, or let me call Marianne. And we have the thought at the same moment, and so, oh, I was just thinking of you. That's because it works this way, because when you think of something, your multidimensional part goes to the thing you're thinking about. And so most of us are just scattered most of the time, and this call is attempting to create an ongoing focus. And it doesn't take away from all the other things you're doing, because you can still run all those things. You can think of all your relatives and your children and your daughters and your families. And but you now have a line, a flow that's higher than all those things, or in most cases, it's higher than those things. It's higher because it's not based on anything in the world. It's based on something and an intention of planetary service outside of this world. And so it's like moving at a different speed than all the other flows. And the other flows kind of come under it. And when you start moving at that high speed, the other flows start working more smoothly. People suddenly start, little conflicts disappear, things work better. So while we're together, while we have flow going, I'd like to call in the light, and we'll do a little bit of a planetary healing session in the next few minutes, and then we'll disconnect from BBS, and we'll be calling in the light for the individual people on the line. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the Hunab-Ku, the center of our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, this energy flowing through space, through our solar system, through our bodies, and into the crystalline core of the Earth. And right now, we join our energies together. Those of you who free willingly choose to do so, we join our energies in these higher parts of the flow. We join our energies where they're invisible. We can't see them, but many of you can feel what happens when we do that. And we invite those group souls who have identified themselves to us, the Elohim group and the Ra group, to join our flow. And now we have a huge group energy that we are creating. And we're going to send this energy to Pakistan. The people of Pakistan for the highest good of all concerned.
we're going to send it to the Middle East. We'll send it all around the world and ask it to look for dark spots and fill it in. And we can just take a quick sweep of this energy across the United States, going from the East Coast to the Middle to the West Coast. And right now, I'd like to ask you to think of the person or those people who might benefit if you sent this energy to them. And think of them as being surrounded in this beautiful energy. But it's like an amoeba that we are created for their highest good, and that in any way this energy can move through their system and into their system, that's for the highest good of all concerned, that this might be done. So take a moment and think of those people.